Our top stories on 4th2 this lunchtime. A teenager admits the culpable homicide of schoolboy Bailey Gwynn, but prosecutors keep pushing for a murder conviction. Also, 8,000 patients are contacted over hepatitis C fears. A body found in North Queensferry is confirmed as Edinburgh schoolgirl Jasmine McQuaker. And campaigners question the high spending on CCTV in the capital. So lots of news to tell you about this hour, but first, the teenager accused of murdering Bailey Gwynn will go on trial in Aberdeen next week. Hope Webb has been following the case and joins me now. Hope, talk us through what happened in court today.
Well, this was a preliminary hearing at the High Courts in Glasgow for the 16-year-old who's accused of murder. He was remanded in custody following the death of another 16-year-old boy, Bailey Gwynn, who was fatally injured at Colts Academy back in October. The teenager's lawyer offered a lesser plea of culpable homicide, but that was rejected by the prosecutors, who'll be proceeding with the murder charge. He's also accused of carrying knives and knuckle dusters at a school on various occasions between August 2013 and the day of the alleged murder. The 16-year-old denies all the charges.
Okay, and what can you tell us about the trial itself?
Well, it's actually going to be at the High Courts in Aberdeen, and it's due to start on March the 1st. That's next Tuesday. The case could last up to 5 days, and as many as 16 child witnesses could be called to give evidence.
Next, officials think two people probably contracted hepatitis C from a health worker in Lanarkshire. The member of staff tested positive in 2008, but only now are around 8,400 patients being contacted to suggest they get checked for the virus. 155 of them are in the Lothian and Fife Health Board areas. GP Dr. Hamid Khan says it's unlikely the infection would have been transmitted to that many people.
I have no doubt that the NHS Trust in question would have contacted every single person who even has the remotest chance of being affected. And if patients at the hospital have not been contacted, I think it is completely reasonable for them to assume that they wouldn't have been affected.
Now, police have confirmed a body recovered at North Queensferry is that of an Edinburgh teenager reported missing on Sunday. Shona McCallum reports.
Well, it's the news that no one wanted to hear. But the body that was found by someone out walking on the beach in North Queensferry yesterday morning is that of 14-year-old Jasmine McQuaker. She was reported missing on Sunday evening and was last seen at Dalmeny railway station after getting the train from Edinburgh Waverley. The teenager from Stockbridge attended Queen Margaret's School in York and was up seeing family. Her parents have thanked the police and their friends for their support during this tragic case. Jasmine's death is not being treated as suspicious and a report will be sent to the Procurator Fiscal.
Scots nurse Pauline Cafferkey has been admitted to hospital for a third time since contracting Ebola in Sierra Leone. After routine monitoring, experts have decided to keep her in for further investigations at the Queen Elizabeth University Hospital in Glasgow. 4th News has been speaking to people at Blantyre Health Centre where Pauline worked.
It's terrible. They volunteer to go and help people and she ends up with an illness like that. No, it's really sad.
Well, I think it's pity, after the good work she's done for herself, she ends up like that.
Edinburgh Council spends the most money on CCTV out of any local authority in Scotland. Big Brother Watch, a group calling for transparency on the extent of surveillance, says the capital shelled out just under £5 million in the system over the last 4 years. And although that is less than was previously spent, the campaigner's research director, Dan Nesbitt, says the cameras aren't as effective as we think.
In many areas, we've seen the CCTV cameras being heralded as a silver bullet towards crime. In fact, this isn't the case. It's been proven time and again that cameras don't have a significant impact on crime.
Looking abroad, the driver of a train which crashed and derailed at a level crossing in the Netherlands has been killed and 7 other people have been injured. It hit a construction crane, although the driver of that vehicle managed to jump to safety. Shop owners who sell cigarettes to underagers in Scotland should face harsher punishment, according to the charity Ash Scotland. Our reporter John Callan has more.
It's been nearly 9 years since the legal age to buy tobacco products here went up to 18. But since then, fewer than 100 retailers have been prosecuted for selling them illegally. That's despite as many as 1 in 10 15-year-olds describing themselves as regular smokers. Sheila Duffy from anti-smoking charity Ash Scotland says it has to be addressed.
Tobacco for under-18s is illegal in the same way that drugs are illegal and alcohol is illegal. And shopkeepers should not take this lightly. They are selling an addictive, poisonous substance to kids, and that's serious.
The group's calling for stricter punishments for those who do break the law.
More news at 4th2.com.